All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Giants baseball coming up. We're joined by Drew Pomerantz, one of the San Francisco Giant pitchers. Nice to have you on the show. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, one thing that jumped out at me at you was the fact that you won the Ferris Award in Mississippi. Now, I went through this a couple of years ago with Chris Stratton. This is a very prestigious award given to the outstanding college player in the state of Mississippi, and you got it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool award. You know, it's mainly, you know, people who play sports in Mississippi or college in Mississippi that, you know, really understand or kind of know what it is. But, you know, it's very special to be honored after him.
Yeah, well, he was a tremendous pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. A lot of the fans remember me doing the shows about this a couple of years ago, and was a World Series pitcher for the Red Sox. And did you ever get to meet him or ever talk to him?
I don't think so. I can't remember if he would have been around for when we received the awards, or one of his family members, or someone was definitely around during all that.
All right, Drew Pomerantz with us. You're a Giant now. How did all this come about? How did you end up with the Giants?
You know, being a free agent this offseason, I was really focused on, you know, having a good opportunity and, you know, go to an organization, a good, just a, you know, good place for me to kind of, you know, slide in and get back on track. And, it just seemed like the perfect fit at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, you went to Ole Miss, and I think your whole family, right? Don't you have a long legacy of people at Ole Miss? I guess you weren't going to Mississippi State.
No. My parents went there. My dad played baseball there. My dad actually was a graduate assistant at Mississippi State after he played at Ole Miss, so that was kind of screwy. But he did both. But yeah, I was pretty much set on going to Ole Miss all along.
All right, tell us a little bit. People love to hear your background. As a kid growing up, what was it like for you? How did baseball fit into your life?
Baseball is pretty much everything for us. And I had an older brother who pitched in the big leagues a little bit too. I started playing when I was 9 years old, and you know, even before then, I was watching my brother play. So, you know, we played other sports, but it was our main focus. And, you know, I was always pretty good pitcher, didn't always know where it was going. I still don't always know where it's going, but, you know, always, you know, threw pretty hard and pitched pretty well growing up. So, you know, it was definitely our favorite thing to do.
Who did you root for in those days? And was there a pitcher that you kind of patterned yourself after? I'll tell you one funny story. Ty Block says, if he could go back in time, this is Ty Block. I said, what pitcher would you like to see? Nolan Ryan. Now, Ty Block isn't exactly the Ryan Express. So I'll ask you, you're a good pitcher. You have a great curveball. Who did you grow up watching?
I don't know. We watched a lot of different things. Being from Memphis, or you know, you either got the Cardinals 5 hours away or the Braves 5 hours away. But we had the AAA team for the Cardinals in Memphis. So we watched them a little bit. But I don't know. As far as people, I mean, we just watched a lot of everything. You know, it's, I liked watching Randy Johnson, some of those guys. Just a lefty who throws hard and he's tall. You know, it's fun to watch, but you know, nobody in particular.
Well, watching you the other day, I mean, the curveball is there. It's a great pitch, and you're a big guy with a curveball. How does that fit into your repertoire?
When I have my curveball going, things are pretty usually going pretty well for me. It's been breaking good, but you know, first time out, you know, it's usually the last thing to come is the location with that. So right now I'm focused more on break and, getting that good action. And then from there, I'll just kind of over the course of spring, just hone in the location of it and control.
All right. Drew Pomerantz with us. Well, first round pick for you. And what an exciting moment of the Indians back then. What was draft day like for you? Did you know you were going to be that high in the draft?
I knew it was going to be pretty high. I didn't know exactly what. We kind of knew how the first few picks were going to go. But, it was an exciting time. I had my family and my teammates there. And, you know, they sent out a camera crew to film it all. So it was a pretty awesome moment.
What did you major in at Ole Miss?
Baseball, pretty much. I did liberal arts or something. But, you know, I got drafted out of high school and didn't want to go to college in the first place, but I went to college, and, you know, I was Sometimes I wish I'd paid a little more attention when I was there, but I was focused on being a baseball player.
Okay. Well, it worked out for you. It worked out nicely. You had a couple of major seasons in pro ball. Look, you've been around Colorado, the A's, you were there. But in San Diego, you really broke through before being traded over to the Red Sox. You were awesome that year in San Diego.
Yeah, I had a good year. You know, everything just kind of came together and, end up, All-Star game in San Diego, being All-Star at your home park, and then get traded the next day to the Red Sox, and basically flew straight to Yankee Stadium and was there for, like, Sunday Night Baseball. It was my first experience there, and then I was there the next 2 years after that, and, arguably a better year the next year with the Red Sox, so that was pretty good 2 years there for me.
All right, so then you leave the Red Sox, obviously, and you come here. What happened with you last year? What was going on with you?
I just kind of felt like one thing after another. We had this sort of relaxed approach going into spring training, thinking that it was going to help us stay healthy throughout the whole year. But I'm a guy who likes to throw a lot, and, I was following my schedule, and, we all thought it was the best plan, but I think that I probably wasn't, prepared throwing wise. I was working out like crazy, kind of like I did this last year, and doing all that, but throwing's pretty important, and and I know myself, and like this year I did a lot more throwing. Just I think I just ramped it up a little bit too early last year, and from there it was just like one thing after another, like everything felt like it was going wrong, and you just got to grind it out. And This game will get you if you play long enough. You'll do well, but it'll humble you just as fast. So, it was a tough year for me in that aspect. But going all the way to the World Series, getting put on the World Series roster, and being there for all that was pretty pretty amazing. So I'm trying to forget everything except for the World Series ring and just leave all the rest of it behind me and move on from there.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking with you about this, Drew Pomerantz. You have a long career still ahead of you. I mean, lefties can pitch forever. Plus, you're still a young man.
Yeah. I definitely, I still feel like I'm just, breaking the ice a little bit. And, I've got 6+ years now, I think, in the big leagues. But, it's, besides the last few years, I've been kind of mixed. Besides 16 and 17, I've kind of done it all as far as, starting, relieving. But, I still feel that I, have a lot left to accomplish as a starter. And I feel good. I don't, I'm still just turned 30. I feel like I got a lot more playing time left.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. So the last question I was going to say, starter or reliever? What is it for you? I think you basically answered it.
Yeah, starter for sure. I feel like, being left-handed and pitching pretty decent out of the bullpen, guys always want to rush to that. But, I still think that I have a lot left as a starter, and that's what I'm focused on right now.
Yeah, great. Yeah, terrific. Very good. Nice to meet you. Boo Ferris Award winner from Mississippi, so it says something. So, Drew, appreciate having you on. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, very good. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.